You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Wednesday afternoon, everybody. Some old school Eric Clapton on the program
this
afternoon.
What is that?
This is Eric Clapton from 1989.
Okay.
No Alibis.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I do a PSA right out of the gate?
Yeah.
So I had a company come over to the house today. I had to get a new roof on my house a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. Yeah, the purple house. A purple roof.
Yeah.
The purple roof, right, Dan? And the roofers, they were so great. And they noticed that the dryer vent, which comes out of the roof of my home, because the dryer's on the second floor, had a steel mesh covering, which it should not have, which was catching a lot of lint.
Okay.
They take that off. Yeah. Yeah. They take that off, and my dryer vent is filled with lint.
Oh, yeah. That's a fire.
That is a fire.
Yeah.
And so the roofing company, they were super cool to me. They said, we took care of it. We removed the mesh. We cleaned out as much as we could from the dryer vent.
Yeah.
But you're going to need to get somebody to come out and take care of this for you, because there's probably a lot of lint way down that we weren't able to get to. So I did. They ran a test. By the way, and the guy told me, dryers are the second leading cause of house fires in America.
Second
leading cause.
Got to clean out that lint trap.
So he ran a test. He ran the dryer, went up on the roof, and was testing for how many miles per hour the air was coming out.
Yeah.
0 miles per hour.
No way.
Zero.
Now, wait. I want to clarify. You pull the little lint trappy thing out.
That's a nice start.
But where does the rest of the lint go that you're talking about?
Into your dryer vent.
The big old tube
that exhausts out to the rest.
I want to talk about this. Had you noticed that it was taking longer to wash your clothes and dry them?
Yes.
Okay.
And so anyway, this guy was really good. And he's like, you know, the government prefers that the miles per hour coming out of your vent. I know way too much about this.
Right, I was going
to
say.
is 15 to 19 miles per hour. Okay? That's considered good.
Zero is bad.
Yeah. Zero is very bad.
You're clogged.
That means your house is going to burn. When he got done cleaning out my vents, the mile per hour of the air coming out the dryer vent was 22 miles per hour.
Perfect. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. How close were you to having a fire?
Probably pretty close.
Well, man. And they said you had water damage.
Yeah, a little bit of water damage because it was... you know, the heat, the steam coming out of the dryer,
the
moisture was ending up in the attic. Mm-hmm. And we had a little bit of water damage.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know that I ever checked the hose coming into the house outside of the 3 years ago or 4 years ago that we had a new washer and dryer stackable installed. At that time, there would have been a new hose and it would have been cleaned out. Prior to that, for 15 years or so, I don't
Probably
think I ever checked.
No.
A good telltale sign is when you go into your washer dryer room, if it is a room that is separate.
Yeah.
Stand there and inhale while the dryer is running. If the air is wet and you'll feel it in your nostrils, you probably have a ventilation problem.
I'm surprised, Scott. I mean, you're the hose checker extraordinaire in the neighborhood.
Outdoor.
Ah.
Not indoor.
Oh, God. Look out, Shawnee. He's coming in.
I'm going to be knocking on doors tonight.
Have you checked your dryer vent lately?
That's exactly right. I'm going to have little pamphlets, little information sheets.
Loving neighbor, want to make sure your house isn't going to burn down.
That's right. When was the last time you had your dryer vent checked? Yep.
Good stuff.
He said you should get it done every year.
Okay.
Of course, he's in the business of getting paid to do that. But yes.
Fair point.
For a few minutes,
just like your chimney.
Couple of minutes today, I was in a little bit, just slight grouchy mood. I had to run to the doctor. My doctor
Everything okay?
Yep, everything's okay. My doctor wouldn't see me. They go, just go to urgent care for that. I feel like when you go to urgent care, the word urgent really is the first thing that hits you in the face. Like, it needs to be urgent. And I will just say that what I was walking in for was not urgent. I spent more time at the front counter just trying to update the insurance information that has not changed in 10 years than I did with the clinician. So it was 20 minutes to get checked in. I only waited 10 minutes, so 30 minutes total. Mm-hmm. And I saw an amazing nurse practitioner and provider for about 3 minutes. Okay. And so I left in a pretty grumpy mood because I was thinking out loud, and I know most of you listening will agree with me, that you should really be spending longer with the clinician and less time with the very lovely receptionist who was just doing her job. And, you know, and it doesn't really make sense that you would spend nine times the amount of time on the paperwork insurance end than you would with the what's wrong you in. But that's the world that we live in.
You didn't drive there to talk to the front desk.
Right, I did not. And she was lovely. So I'm leaving and I'm in a little bit of a grumpy mood. And then I remind myself that today is World Kindness Day.
There it is.
And so I am here to remind you on World Kindness Day that if you have a moment today where you're like even in traffic, you want to throw that middle finger up, it is World Kindness Day. Just take a breath.
Oh, woosa.
I'm thankful that I have health care, even though our system could be improved greatly. And I have decided to, you know, we're going to be positive on World Kindness Day. And then at 3 o'clock, there's a fun little announcement that is going to be made live in the 3 o'clock hour.
You've taken on a new responsibility.
By my good friend, my dear friend, Mindy Corporon is in town. And she is going to make the announcement live at 3:15 on the Dana and Parks program.
Good for you.
Do we want a small list of kindness quotes?
I would love a list of kindness quotes.
The first, kindness is contagious.
Kindness is contagious.
Kindness is the language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see.
Okay.
Mark Twain. Okay. No act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted.
Hang on, something's going through Dan's brain right now.
No, don't you make fun of World Kindness Day.
Oh, no, it's a wonderful day. You know what else is kind? Turning on your lights when it's raining outside.
Oh, okay, there's one, Dan.
You can accomplish by kindness what you cannot by force.
Oh.
A warm smile is the universal language of kindness. Be kind for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Be kind, please rewind.
I was just going to say, be kind, rewind.
And kindness can become its own motive. We are made kind by being kind.
I love it.
Happy Kindness Day, everybody.
Are we going to sing Kumbaya now,
no,
or what are we going
to
do?
I'm going to tell you, hashtag World Kindness Day, there is also Random Acts of Kindness Foundation, and I think if everyone Kumbaya, listening would just go out
my Lord.
And do a random act of kindness today.
Have you?
Have I done a random act of kindness? No, but before the day is over, I most certainly will.
I have. Gave the driving guy a nice tip.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
You can be anything you want in life. Might as well be kind.
I love it. You can be anything you want in life. You might as well be kind.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you getting these quotes?
The internet.
From World Kindness Day.
The kindness quote generator.
It is a hashtag.
From the text line, Scott, as a Shawnee Fire Department person, we thank you.
Good. Because you know what you don't want on World Kindness Day?
A fire in my house.
A fire at your house. You could thank the firefighters on World Kindness Day for putting out the fire in your home.
Here's one from
the text. Or you can clean out the tube that goes to the lint.
Here's one from the text line. Here's my Kindness Day quote. Love is like diarrhea. I can't hold it in.
Nice.
913-586.
Nor should you.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Humble and Kind by Tim McGraw. Great song. Nice pick, Sam. A story here from ABC News, and we first reported this yesterday regarding the break-ins at the homes of both Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. We now know more. The homes of Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce were burglarized last month. Of course, Mahomes lives in Belton. Travis Kelce lives in, I believe, Leawood, if I'm not mistaken. Doesn't matter. But the burglar arrived just after 7:30 p.m. at Travis Kelce's home on October 7th, causing $1,000 in damage to a back door and fled. This is the important part. Fled with $20,000 in cash. The crime was reported the next day. The timing means that Kelce's home was broken into while the Chiefs were hosting the New Orleans Saints on Monday Night Football, a game that Kelce's girlfriend, Taylor Swift, was also attending. No reports of what was taken from the home of Patrick Mahomes, if anything.
When you guys texted me about this today, you were saying, kind of guessing, like, who would have done this? Like, and I went in an immediate different direction. that, A, I don't think it's unusual for someone with that kind of status and money and all of those things to have $20,000 in cash. I don't think that's unusual at all.
Okay.
And B, even famous people have to have people out to their homes from time to time to clear the lint out of the dryer tube, to do roofing work, to clean the home, to like all of the reasons to update your security system. You don't think it's possible for 1 second that someone who had access to that house for some reason or knew someone who had been in that home for some reason, either the prior owner or the current owner, and had access or knew the layout of that house, would not be at the top of that suspect list? Because I think that's how this happened.
Couple of thoughts. If you've seen aerial footage of Travis Kelce's home, which was in some of the news stories yesterday on TMZ, it is a mansion
of
mansions.
Of course.
It is huge. So whoever went into his home knew where they were going and knew. I'm just spitballing. I don't know. I'm not in the police department.
Does it say how long they think they were inside?
No, it does not.
Okay.
So, but whoever was in that home had to know where they were going and where the money was. Here's the other thing that I found interesting. You would think, one can presume, I think you would agree.
Yes.
That if you were Travis Kelce or Patrick Mahomes, you're that famous. Patrick Mahomes, obviously the most famous football player in America today. Travis Kelce dating and who spends the night, I assume, quite a bit. The most famous woman probably in the world now.
It's time for in-home security.
So he has to have in-home security. If somebody broke through the back door, because they say $1,000 in damage to a back door, doesn't reason suggest that they had to know the code to turn off the alarm before he got wind of it?
Or it wasn't alarmed. I don't know, Scott.
Well, I would say it was alarmed, and that's why police were called. Because police got the call as the burglary was in progress.
Incorrect.
I thought it was a couple days later.
On the Kelce home, the report was filed the following day.
Yeah. Huh.
Okay.
His house was broken into at 7:30 on October 7th. He filed the report on October 8th.
But if they knew the break-in was at 7:30 and it wasn't discovered until the 8th, to Sam's point, that might suggest there was some sort of alarm.
Or camera.
Yeah, or camera.
But I agree with both of your guys' points. I wouldn't say that it was somebody who has been in the house before because that's too obvious. That's like the husband killing the wife.
But Sam, that is a long list of people.
Now, somebody who knew somebody who had been in the house before, I don't think that 20 grand was sitting on the counter. And so it was probably, and again, we're just spitballing here, a situation where they said, hey, you know, I think they keep money back in that closet over there.
I got a buddy who installed that safe. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's going to be something like that.
I'm not convinced that it was somebody who worked in the home. What I'm suggesting is perhaps it was somebody who knows somebody who worked in the home, whether it was a dryer vent cleaning or some contract work, as you suggested in a text earlier, or they knew the cleaning lady or whatever. I don't think it would be somebody as obvious as someone who has actually been in the home, but somebody who was just out for drinks with a friend and is like, yeah, I worked at Travis Kelce's home. I found $20,000 in a shoebox.
Let me tell you how easy this ends up happening. And it's scary for everybody, but certainly at that high profile of a level. Okay. I knew someone who did some work in my house just randomly. I'm not even going to say what it was for.
Okay.
But did some work in my house. And we got to talking one day. I was like, oh my gosh, this looks great. Thank you guys for everything you've done. And one of them says, you think this looks great? You should see, I was on the crew that helped install blank in blank's home. I'm not going to say it.
Famous person.
Yep. And with details, like you would not believe what that place looked like. And they were so nice to us. And we ended up leaving with a souvenir. And so it doesn't even have to be like nefarious on the front end. If someone like that was doing work in the home and then is bragging to their buddies, then you'll never guess what I installed the other day. And I mean, it's something as simple as like a water softener or something. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be anything. It doesn't have to be a safe installer. I think the point is, and after what we saw with Jason Kelce a couple weeks ago, they need more security than they think they need. Whatever that means in that world, it needs to be more security than they think they need.
Do you mean like an in-home
on-site
person?
Yeah, I don't mean a gate, and I don't mean a guard at the guard
somebody
shack at the
gate.
Somebody
who lives in the house?
Nope, it's got to be someone that's on. I think for them, it's got to be on site.
They can certainly afford it.
True.
And at this point, now I guarantee you it's already happened. That day I would have hired somebody on site.
Text line says Mahomes has security guards on site.
Yes and no, Sam.
What does that mean?
It, whatever they have, they need more of it.
Yeah.
It is hard. It is hard to get back there, but it, you know.
Maybe not somebody who's there 24 hours.
I would want somebody there.
24 hours. Yep. Well, but
if you got a little mother-in-law's quarters out back or a guard shack or something, right, like that, I mean, on site.
But why not just hire somebody to come over when you're not home, when you're away for the weekend for a football game?
I'd be worried someone would break in when I was home. I mean,
that'd be pretty dumb.
People are crazy, Scott.
Now, they do have an obvious outlet into the home when they know that the families aren't going to be there at least 17 times a year.
For any professional athlete, Sam, for any baseball player, for anyone who's going to a funeral, I hate to say it, there are awful people in this world who will look at the obituaries and glean what you can from that. I mean, they need on-site security. End of story.
What are his dogs, the Mahomes dogs? That's an interesting question from the text line.
I didn't even know that they had dogs.
They do. Yes. They have two massive dogs.
Famous. Famous. Huh. They're insta-famous.
Okay.
Steel and what's the other one's name?
Killer.
No.
Yeah.
Might as well be. Come
on
now.
Eat your face off.
Right.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. We're talking about the break-ins last month at the homes of both Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. I was talking to my oldest daughter about this when I was driving in earlier today, and she says, you have to think this is connected. I said, oh, honey, yes, of course. Patrick Mahomes' home was broken into, I believe, on October 6th, and then Kelce's was broken into on October 7th. They don't live that far apart from each other. A couple of miles.
And you can imagine they share contractors if we're going to run with our theory that it may be a contractor or a contractor that spilled the beans to somebody at the bar.
I would be so, God, you would be so mad. And also just you feel violated that someone's been in the house.
Sure. Well, and keep in mind,
they have children. I mean, my God, I would be so mad.
With Kelce, keep in mind, he and Taylor were at the Monday Night Football game when the home was broken into roughly around 7:30 at night. They were back at the house no later than midnight. Somebody had been in that house 4 hours before they got home. You asked about the line for the Bills and Chiefs game. The Bills are 2.5-point favorites.
2.5-point favorites?
Mm-hmm. It's in Buffalo.
Dogs again.
Right? Did you see this? CBS Sports CEO David Burson telling the Associated Press this week that when the NFL was making the schedule for 2024, his network's top request was this week's Chiefs-Bills game.
Oh, I believe it.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, it is a nationwide broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, the 325 game will be played nationwide.
Jim in Shawnee. Jim, good afternoon. Hello.
That's Eastern Shawnee.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, Eastern Shawnee.
Okay. Yeah, I got pretty worked up listening to this Patrick Mahomes, Tracy, Travis Kelce deal.
Yeah.
I called my nephew in Boise, Idaho, that's a retired police officer. He said, hopefully this doesn't become a thing. Hopefully, it's almost better if it was an inside job, because if it becomes a thing and the ring of these thieves will find, hey, that's a pretty good idea. Let's get into these houses when they're not home. Jim said, if I was a pro athlete making all kinds of money, I'd have me a dog handler with a German Shepherd. That's what he had. He said, let me tell you, you that German Shepherd, I don't care how big that house is, they're going to know somebody's in that house. It won't be pretty when they get to them.
Well, to Dana's point, Jim, just previously, and I agree with her, both of them, Kelce and Mahomes, have probably already changed the way that their homes are secured. Whether it's with an on-site presence when they're not home, and maybe even when they are, upgraded alarm systems.
Oh, absolutely.
Clearly, they have to make some changes.
You had mentioned, Scott, that they were probably home by midnight that night. I do believe the teams stay together in a hotel setting the night before and after games.
Even on a home game?
I believe that is correct.
Why wouldn't the players be allowed to go home?
It's team camaraderie. You have a nice team dinner. Y'all hang out and have a good time.
But after a Monday night football game, the game is over at 10:30 at night, and I guarantee you they get to go home. They're not. No player is going to go. Yeah, coach, I'll head over to the team hotel for a night of team camaraderie.
I'll tell you. I want to go home. The other thing I'm going to tell you, with high profile people, and I don't know that it gets any more high profile, certainly around town, than those that we are discussing.
Yeah.
It's not just the athletes that you would worry. You know, somebody knows I'm not home. I mean, this is for anyone listening when you go on vacation and start posting vacation photos on Instagram
right.
from Belize. Well, if you're in Belize, you can't also be in Shawnee or Lenexa or Lee's Summit.
Mm-hmm.
Even police will tell you when you go on vacation that they have them drive by their house. And I'm going to tell you, Scott, I am not comfortable taking line two.
I'm not either.
I don't even want to say it and what it's about, yeah. but this is why I said it the way I said it. Whatever security measures they have in place, they need more. And we do not have to tell them that. It's already been done.
So, Cody, don't take this the wrong way. We see you on line two. You have a very good point, but I think you may know too much.
Line three is going to say virtually the same thing. So,
yep.
Mahomes commented on it.
Patrick, just your first reaction. I know it's been over a month since this happened, this burglary, but your first reaction when you realize you're part of this sort of targeted situation that happened?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's frustrating, it's disappointing. I mean, I can't get into too many of the details because the investigation is still ongoing, but obviously something that you don't want to happen to really anybody, but obviously yourself.
Can you say, if we know this happened midnight on a Sunday morning before that Monday night football game, were you or your family, were you guys home?
Yeah, I can't speak too much about the details of everything, just with the investigation going on, but I'm sure at some point that will be talked about.
I'm so mad.
So he basically said nothing.
He can't.
I know.
He can't.
By the way, we don't do politics on this show, but we do report big political news.
Oh, God.
Donald Trump has picked Congressman from Florida, Matt Gaetz, as his attorney general. Matt Gaetz as his attorney general. One of the most...
Okay, nope. Not talking about
MAGA
it.
MAGA members of Congress.
Don't care. Not talking about it.
I'm not going to tell you what Cody was going to tell us, text line. I can't do that. Okay, all right. Sam, maybe you're onto something. TMZ reported. So if TMZ reported it, it's already out there, that Kelce and Swift stayed together after the game at a hotel. Maybe that explains why the break-in wasn't reported until the day after. So maybe Sam was onto something, and maybe the teams do stay in a hotel after the game. I guarantee you that changes after today.
You think?
There is no way.
You think?
Great point in the text line. This is national news. This was on CNN this morning. It was on Good Morning America. It was on the Today Show. This is not a good look. Kansas City.
I agree. That being said, there are criminals who in a serial capacity have ended up in certain pop stars' homes. Like more than once, Scott. Mm-hmm. Beverly Hills.
Britney Spears had a problem with a stalker one point.
Who keeps showing up. Mm-hmm. In the home.
Yeah,
it was so bad with Taylor Swift for a while was well known that she would get to the vehicle that was driving her out of her apartment complex in a suitcase.
It's just so sad. It's so sad.
Brad in Oak Grove. Brad, hello.
Hey, you two. I'm just going to think outside the box for a little bit. So, you know, they broke into the house or whatever. I don't know what's stolen. I don't know what they did, and I don't care. Has anybody thought that maybe they put them little teeny tiny cameras all over the place and now they've got free Wi-Fi and, Taylor and what's his name getting their freak on?
Oh, Brad.
It's actually, it's not the craziest theory, conspiracy theory in the world.
I would have the home swept
for
all of that stuff.
Of course.
They're not stupid. And honestly, her security issues up to this point, even in the last 10 years, this is going to change. I will tell you this. I have been blessed to be out to one of those neighborhoods on multiple occasions. My children have spent time recently in one of those neighborhoods, like as recently as 2 weeks ago. It is about as locked down as it can get for any neighborhood anywhere. It is, you can't just go in there.
And what happened?
Well, I'm just saying, like, I would feel safe living out there. I truly would feel safe living out there. But are you going to stop someone, like, from rappelling down? You know, like, it could have been just something crazy like that. I feel like it's very, very secure. But because of their level of celebrity, they need to add a human being that is physically there. Did you see, by the way, speaking of security, a passenger on, I think it was an American Airlines flight, has filmed a mechanic right before takeoff unscrewing part of the plane's wing.
What?
And no, look this up.
I am.
She, as the plane was taking off, like was trying to flag down a flight attendant and say, whoa, 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 whoa. I just saw a mechanic, because she was sitting in the plane window. I just saw a mechanic take a piece of the wing off this plane. The flight attendant was also concerned, went up and showed the video to the pilot. And there's video of this plane.
What's your source? I can't find it.
Oh, gosh. Inside Edition has it. I mean, you can clearly see them removing. It's near the flap.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Everybody knows. I don't know what it's called, but
that thing.
Yeah.
The flappy, flappy, flappy thing. And if we can find the video, she goes, there's part of the plane missing. And then look here, they're driving off with it on the, like a little golf cart from the tarmac.
I believe it's a necessary piece.
It looks like this is not a bolt, you guys. This is like a large swath of whatever mechanism is on that wing.
It's one of the, because we don't know anything about aviation other than we've been on planes before. It's one of those things that's underneath the wing. And it looks almost like an elongated pyramid. And they took off the back of the elongated pyramid that's underneath the wing, put it in the back of a truck, and drove off with it. Just as the plane was getting ready to take
off. It's the shape of the tip of a missile. And then you'll know exactly what it is.
All right.
And now the tip of the missile.
Is it the flap, the lift flap?
No, it's not.
It's right underneath it, Sam. It looks like the tip of a bullet. What do you guys always call the tip? That's the one that explodes. What do you call it? The tip part. They took the tip part
off.
The
tip of the bullet is the bullet.
Okay. They took the bullet off, and what remains is the whatever is underneath the, what do you call that part? I don't know.
The part under the bullet.
The casing.
Right.
That's what it looks like. I'm telling you right now, I don't like to create a scene, but if that plane was taken off and I had just seen, I would be like, no, I would create a scene.
I'm opening up my own doors. I'm that guy that they tackle.
I've got the video, but it's got a 3-minute ad before it. The video is only 41 seconds. So.
Sam, when you see the part that they took off, I'd be like, is that a disgruntled employee? I feel like that's an important piece of that airplane.
Okay, so I'm in the story right now. And Sam's right. It's a 3-minute. Well, wait, Sam, mine's shorter. It's from Inside Edition. Hang on just a second.
What is the name of
that? Let me just let this commercial play. It's almost done.
Piece of plane removed. And what would you say? I mean, because she's trying to get their attention.
I would point to it. Here we go, Sam.
Just before your plane takes off, mechanics are working on the wing, and this passenger can't quite believe what she's seeing.
I'm sorry, are we about to take off? There's a part of the plane missing.
I realized, wait a minute. They just drove away with it. They're not putting it back on.
26-year-old Taylor Hilton expressed her concern to a flight attendant.
I mean, part of the plane is not attached. They drove away with it.
Were you sort of like, hey, wait, I want to get off this plane right now?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And you could kind of see the look of concern on other people's faces as well.
She says it happened on an American Airlines flight from Dallas to John Wayne Airport in California.
I kind of looked at the guy sitting next to me and I was like, did you see that? He was like, yeah, is it not back on yet? I said, no, I think we're taking off.
Taylor says a flight attendant was also concerned. He took the phone and showed the video to the pilot. She says the pilot came on the intercom and informed everyone that some screws were loose and the dismantled part is for aerodynamic purposes and not required to fly safely.
There's a part of the plane missing.
After that assurance from the pilot, Taylor says she was able to sit back and enjoy the flight.
That is just there for aerodynamics. It does nothing.
There's a hole in the bullet, Sam. It's called the fairing. The part of the plane they unscrewed is a piece of fairing, which helps reduce drag and enhance the aircraft's efficiency during flight. I would like my plane to be fully efficient, please.
So fairing is basically any piece of plastic to help with aerodynamics.
Someone,
like the whale tail on a car?
Someone wrote on Twitter, this isn't a Lego plane. I need all of the parts assembled before takeoff.
I'm not sitting back and enjoying the flight, even if the pilot says, yeah, that's not necessary. We don't need that.
Picture like the crotch rocket motorcycle, all of that plastic that's pointed on the front of it, that's all fairing.
But you wouldn't have known that.
You can ride the motorcycle with no problem without that, but it's more aerodynamic with that.
But most people wouldn't know, like, 99%
they would freak out. I would agree.
I would ask to get off the plane. I'm not flying on that plane. I don't care what the pilot says.
Going to reach for the emergency
handle. I don't even care if the pilot's my own daughter. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. The Dana-isms just keep on coming. Let the office debates begin. John Krasinski is People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2024. The magazine announcing the actor, writer, director as its pick Tuesday night during The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Krasinski starred in The Office before launching the Quiet Place franchise and leading the action series Jack Ryan. He joked in an interview with the magazine that he's hoping his wife, fellow actor Emily Blunt, makes good on a promise to plaster the cover as wallpaper at their home. He takes the mantle from Patrick Dempsey. I mean, he's a good-looking guy, and I love the Jack Ryan series that he's in. But is John Krasinski the sexiest man alive?
I think women like funny, and funny is sexy, and I think he's a very, very good-looking young man and actor.
I'm not denying that he's not a good-looking guy, but is he... Ben Affleck? Is he...
Is McDreamy the sexiest man alive?
Well, I think Brad Pitt's the one who's been on the cover five times, and there's really no arguing that one.
Where's Clooney?
He's, I think, a forfer.
A forfer?
Hang on. Where's Denzel Washington? I even think Denzel's sexy.
Oh, he's so good looking. Okay, you're going to allow me to talk about golf for 2 minutes, because it's important. The United States Ryder Cup team is set to break a 100-year tradition and ask to be paid to play Europe. For 100 years, the players have played, quote, for free under the red, white, and blue representing America as we face off every 2 years against Europe. Apparently, the call was made today. The players will be paid $400,000 each team member to play in the Ryder Cup at Bethpage in New York. I only bring that up because we won the opportunity to purchase tickets today in that lottery. It's a lottery. You know this, Sam. It is very hard to get your hands on those tickets. And so if you're lucky enough to be chosen in a lottery to be able to go online and purchase tickets, it's like a very exciting thing.
How much are the tickets?
Hold, please. We go on this morning at 8 a.m. during our verified window time from the Ryder Cup website. This was not on a third-party website. This was not through any...
It's legit.
It is the Ryder Cup website. You have a code. We plug in the code. There have been multiple stories about this in the last year because for the first time, they were trying to charge like $300 a ticket for one day all the way up to $700 for the Friday, Saturday, Sunday in New York. By the time we logged on and tried to secure even two tickets, the cost had jumped to $3,000 per ticket. I want you to do the math, Sam. 250,000 tickets will be sold. 250,000 tickets will be sold. Let's say the average price is now $700 a ticket. What is that math? It's astronomical.
$175 million.
They are going to make $175 million, and they have effectively today priced out 99% of the population.
More than that.
Who were offered the opportunity through the lottery to pay for those tickets were out. It jumped to $3,000 a ticket. You could go to Scotland and play around at the birthplace of golf for that.
Which Ryder Cup is this?
It's the one in the United States at Bethpage in New York in 2025. And then it goes to Europe in 2027.
Yeah, it's the Ryder Cup. It's when all of the best players in Europe.
From Europe and then the United States play against each other.
If you hear, I'm just saying this, if you hear grumbling, well, why are we paying? They're just supposed to do it for the love of their country. BS. Now that they've decided, because what happened on this website today, Scott, when we went to buy those seats, is the Ryder Cup website pushed us to a very well-known third-party website for verified resale tickets.
Oh, I bet they were bought up immediately.
By a computer.
But up until now, Sam, you would just go to the Ryder Cup website, plug in your, up until this year.
Right.
And it was $700 a ticket, still insane. $3,000 a ticket.
But Dana, this happens, you've heard about this with Ticketmaster. And
but before now, Ticketmaster wasn't allowed into this equation.
No, I know, but I'm talking about concerts.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is what they do, and I'm going to call them ne'er-do-wells. Other people might call them capitalists. They set up a computer program that automatically buys up as many tickets before you can even physically move your fingers fast enough.
But what I'm saying is the Ryder Cup and or the PGA this year for the first time allowed it to happen. Mm-hmm. They allowed a third-party site to be redirected so that instead of the already ridiculous prices, they're now $3,000 a ticket.
What they need to do, and they won't, is figure out a way to make, before you can go in to buy your ticket, it's one of those screens with 9 boxes, and you have to pick the ones with a traffic light in it or a bicycle.
People are furious, and the players at that price now should be paid.
Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.